Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Spiritually Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Grateful that we could spend a little time together today. Each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to get or keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice, which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply 7 daily practices can help anyone who is looking to transform their life. So welcome, everyone. I'm very, very kind of honored and excited on today's show because we've done a lot of shows on yoga and I've had a lot of yoga teachers. But today we're going to talk about meditation and also world peace. And I have a very, very special guest who's been in my life. And before I introduce him, I have to give you a little backstory because this is kind of sometimes how the divine will work if we just let it. So I mentioned this also in my book, The Humble Warrior. I started transcendental meditation a few years back. I was looking for a practice that kind of was like in line to what we talk about spiritual fitness, just very something very simple and that you can do daily. And I came across this and I went to the workshop and really I have been doing it ever since. And I've always wanted to get my teacher on the show and actually give him my book because he's been so instrumental and on the Humble War and he's been so busy and you're going to hear why in a minute and his background. But I was honored actually to have Bob Roth, who is on the Humble Warrior podcast as I was writing the book, who's the director of the David Lynch Foundation. And he's actually came out with a book that is doing real well, which is called Strength and Stillness with Meditation. So anyway, back to my friend here. As you know, I'm involved in a company called Y Bars, and every Saturday I'm at the Royal Oak Farmers Market, you know, with the Y Bars, and all of a sudden, my teacher just shows up out of nowhere, and we just kind of just both smiled, and you know, and he said, "I know why I came here," and I said, "This has been great because I've been wanting to see you." And so that was Saturday and here we are now doing the show. And without further ado, again, it's my honor to introduce my teacher and my friend, James Kahaney. James is the Southeast Michigan Regional Director of the Transcendental Meditation Program and Director Consciousness-Based Education Programs. James is currently the Director and Certified Instructor of the Transcendental Meditation Program in Detroit Metro, Michigan. He learned TM while attending Kent State University in 1973 and holds an honorary doctorate in world peace from Maharishi European Research University, the Netherlands. Over the last 40 years, he has taught thousands of people the transcendental meditation technique around the world, working on 4 continents under the direction of the founder, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. He has instructed people around the world, including schools in 10 countries, states, Buddhist monks in Sri Lanka, prisoners in Mozambique, veterans with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder in Saginaw. In Southeast Michigan, he has taught TM technique at Wayne County Family Services, Wayne County Youth Courts, and youth at Wolverine Human Services in Saginaw. In the Detroit Public Schools, Wayne State University, and College for Creative Studies in Detroit. He is currently teaching at 2 Fortune 500 corporations in Detroit. The TM Center is in Detroit Metro, which is located 1653 West Big Beaver Road, Troy, Michigan, zip 48073. Welcome, James.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chris. I really feel good to be here.
Yeah.
To finally be on your show and to talk about, you know, the program.
Yes. You know, I could say throughout my life, I have not, you know, very, very, first of all, let me back up. James is such a humble man, but I have never been around truly a master. And I would put you on that path. I would like to make that statement because you are truly a master of this technique, TM.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think the world needs to hear it. And you know, there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of buzz about it with Bob Roth's new book and some of the actors and actresses out there supporting it. But why don't you tell us from your words what, you know, TM, what it's meant to you and what you've done, you know,
we know
through all your teachings.
Thank you. You know, Oprah Winfrey, when she learned TM a few years ago, she said, TM is the best kept secret in America. It's been around for 50 years or more, but very few people appreciate the uniqueness of the technique. TM allows you to quiet your mind down quieter, until you reach a state of silence. And experiencing that silence in the mind, it's called samadhi in a classical yoga tradition. When you experience that quietest level of the mind, remarkable things happen. The whole brain gets reorganized. It's called global brain alpha wave coherence. And when that happens, the body chemistry changes from stress chemicals and toxic chemicals like cortisol and epinephrine back to healthy chemicals, endorphins, serotonin, dopamine. And when that happens, when this brain gets reorganized and the body chemistry goes back to normal, it's basically the antidote to stress.
Okay.
And so stress is like a major killer in America. It affects children from age of, you know, 5 or 6 all the way to adults, you know, in retirement. So by eliminating stress or getting rid of stress or neutralizing stress, then TM is a very effective tool that everybody can use.
Yes. And I could, when I was taking the workshop, it came at a perfect time in my life because I was at a whole basically high stress level going through a divorce, winding down a business. And it was also nice to also be part of that workshop with a few other individuals from all different backgrounds of life. But it seemed like at first, you know, going through the workshop, you realize and the scientific studies behind it, that it relieves stress. But, you know, besides stress, there's so many other benefits. And what would you say are some of the other key benefits? Because I know it's just, the list goes on and on.
It's kind of remarkable because when the brain gets reorganized and the body chemistry goes back to normal, people start to notice they have increased creativity. Kids at College for Creative Studies, we've taught down there, they start winning awards after a few weeks of meditating. They start to get better grades in school. We notice that very creative people, you know, Howard Stern, Dr. Oz, Jerry Seinfeld, Katy Perry, all these famous people do TM, and they do it because it makes them more effective at their job. They have to be creative. They have to be at the top of their game. And that's what TM gives people. It gives them the opportunity to be, you know, at the top of their profession.
And again, as being an entrepreneur, I could definitely, it has definitely helped not only with the creation of the business that I'm in now, Y-Bars, but you get to that stillness and it's like you get to that, if you want to call it that higher power, that inner voice, whatever it may be to resonate to someone, but you get to that place.
Yes.
And from there, it's just, and then what's remarkable is it just kind of just stays with you so you can carry out what needs to be carried out.
Yeah, it's actually a snowball effect. The longer you meditate, the more regular you are in your practice twice a day. It's not that you're losing time. Ray Dalio, the highest paid guy on Wall Street, says whenever he gets in trouble in some investment on Wall Street, he just meditates a third time. It's not that you're losing time. You're actually gaining creativity, intelligence, energy, happiness. So people just get online when they do the technique.
Yeah, and that's another thing, and it goes hand in hand with the spiritual fitness philosophy, is, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, but since this, you know, TM practice and really also implemented with the other spiritual fitness practices, I feel like time is almost slowed down.
Yes, exactly. That's what so many people say. There's an ancient saying that before you gain enlightenment, before you're in this experience of samadhi that TM provides, before that, you know, you have limited amount of time and innumerable things to do. And you never catch up. But after you gain the experience of TM, you have unlimited, infinite time. And, you know, all these things are very easy to accomplish.
Yeah, I remember, you know, and there's been studies on this and Bob talked about this. And I know that you talked about it, too, I think more in depth when I was going through your teaching. But, you know, the major effects it's having on children and the scientific studies, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a school, maybe I think there was a test out in San Francisco or somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, can you elaborate on that? I know there's been many.
Yeah, there's so many studies that have been done. But in San Francisco, we taught you know, the worst school in San Francisco had the lowest graduation rate, the highest suspension rate of any school, maybe in the whole entire U.S. And when and the violence was very high level there, a high level of police were called there every day. When we taught TM there, after about three weeks to 3 months of practice, all violence stopped at that school. And that school, which is the worst school in San Francisco, is now competing with the top schools in San Francisco because the kids no longer have stress. So they're able to achieve what every other school that is has much many better opportunities is able to accomplish. So it doesn't matter the demographic you are born into or you live. When you learn TM, it amplifies, you know, total brain coherence.
And so we go from children to major Fortune 500, 1,000 companies.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I don't know if I should.
You can
talk about these companies,
right.
But they're, you know, the big car companies and everything are looking at this because it improves productivity and health of the employees, and people feel better. They're able to be more productive at work, and we're not trying to make people work harder. Basically, they work smarter when they do TM.
Absolutely. You know, we've had a lot of yoga instructors and when you really look at the sacred scriptures of yoga, it's not really about, you know, I mean, the postures, that's great, and asana, the breath, but you really want to get to that place of meditation is really like the final phase. And
yes.
Now there's a way to bring that in. So if someone's like, oh, I don't want to do yoga or, you know, everybody can meditate.
Yes. This is the beauty of TM. It's user friendly. And TM, you know, yoga has 8 limbs, but the most important limb of yoga is transcendental meditation because it delivers the goal of yoga in the first few sittings of meditation, which is samadhi, the experience of the deep rest of the mind. So you can get that without rolling around the floor, standing on your head in the corner, doing all these things. I mean, yoga postures are important, but the goal of yoga means union of the individual mind with its source. So the goal of yoga is achieved with TM very quickly, and people love it because some people say, I've been doing Zen for 20 years and it's so hard, and now TM is so easy to do. Mm-hmm. Even 5-year-old kids can do it.
You know? Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a minute break, everyone, to hear from our beautiful sponsor. We'll be right back.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from 3 main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com. Now, back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. We're here with James Kahini talking about transcendental meditation. And now for the second half part of the show, I think something that's going to be refreshing that we're going to talk about, we're going to continue, obviously, on the path of meditation, but world peace. And I know that could seem like, oh my gosh, world peace, what can I do? But again, number one, it starts with the belief system that we are each a ripple effect in the world. And if we can work on ourselves first and get to a place of loving peace within our own self, that's how we start. And meditation is part of that process. And I know, James, you've been on a lot of world missions through transcendental meditation.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just going to open it up. Tell us, okay, you know, what you've done and what you're seeing in the world.
Well, you know, it's amazing because I've been a lifetime seeker of peace. Even from a young age, before I learned to meditate, even in middle school, high school, I was seeking peace, and I didn't really understand it. I didn't know what I was looking for. And then I learned TM, and I found this experience of peace inside, which is quite remarkable. But then to have the experience magnified to where everybody else can feel it, even people who aren't meditating, is really a profound effect of transcendental meditation. We actually have specific scientific formulas of exactly how many people we need to meditate together in a group to stop all violence in the United States, for example. That we have an exact number. It's the square root of 1% of the population. It's 2,289 people. If they're meditating together every day, you'll see crime rate go down, hospital admissions, all negative trends, opioid use, all that stuff will be decreased. So as in terms of world peace, there's a saying from the United Nations Charter which says, war begins in the minds of men. And so in order to change the direction of the world away from war, basically we just have to create peace in individuals. And in order to create peace in societies or countries, we just need a large enough group of people. And it sort of spreads. It's like a field effect, like a radio broadcast. The more powerful the source of the broadcast, you know, 50,000 hertz or whatever, it goes for thousands of miles. So the larger the group of meditators, the farther it can be felt. And within the United States, we need about 3,000 people meditating twice a day in one group. At our university in Iowa, we have in Southeast Iowa, we have a university there, Marshy University of Management. And when people do the TM and TM City program, the advanced programs together in a group, it can be felt nationwide. We have research on it. It's pretty remarkable.
Now, I have an interesting story about Fairfield, Iowa.
Okay.
I married my wife from there.
Oh.
You know, and so I would visit Fairfield, Iowa, visiting her parents, and I would go golfing with her dad and, you know, a little small golf course. And he'd be like, oh, there are those meditators. And they'd be like, what do you mean by those meditators? Yeah. And then, as time would go on in years, and I had no idea what was going on, but it's such a peaceful place.
Yes.
I was always like, this is like, I want to live here. I don't know what it was, but now it all makes sense because it is one of the most peaceful towns in all of America.
Yes.
I was like, I want to live here. And it's the energy that's being created.
Yeah. So University of Iowa is about 40, 50 miles north of our campus. Marishi University of Management is in Fairfield, Iowa. And University of Iowa is in Iowa City. And so Iowa City, the University of Iowa is all of a sudden experiencing this huge influx of students' applications where they have to turn away 10,000, 15,000 applications every year. All these people want to come to U of I, and nobody understands why.
Right.
Because it feels so good there.
It does. It cannot. That's the best way to explain it. It just feels so good.
Yes. And so people just feel like, you know, at the Field of Dreams, I just watched this movie the other day.
Great movie.
And the actor says, you know, is this heaven?
Yeah.
And he says, no, this is Iowa.
Right.
And so this is sort of an indication of even a place with nothing going on. Iowa is just, you know, miles and miles of corn and soybeans. And yet people feel really blissful there when there's a large group of meditators.
Yeah. And I know that you've been you've been doing this, since the late 70s, early 80s. Can you just maybe share a story of the power of this meditation in groups that you were part of?
Well, we would contract the organization. Locally, it's the organization is called Transcendental Meditation Program, but internationally, it's called the Global Country of World Peace. So we would contract with countries to solve their problems. And so I was fortunate enough to go to Ireland, Northern Ireland, to try to create a group there. And we were contracting with some local government officials and stuff. We made presentations to the government. And basically, we're trying to set up a group of meditators there. And finally, about 11 years ago, this 450-year civil war between the Irish and the English in Northern Ireland basically subsided. And nobody knows why. We created this group of, there's three separate groups of students meditating there, a large enough number of people practicing the program to stop the violence in Northern Ireland. And it's been going on now without without any, you know, terrorist actions, bombing or anything, right. we could stop violence of all kinds in the United States. All these school shootings and stuff, all that could be stopped with our program, and it's very easy to do. And so we're looking for, you know, I've been in Mozambique where we taught the entire military to meditate and ended a 16-year civil war. In Senegal, Africa, we taught 10,000 prisoners and guards and emptied half the prisons in 1 year. In Brazil, we taught all the policemen, 21,000 policemen, and, you know, the crime rate dropped 75%. Most recently in Colombia, the country known for the second most violent place on earth after Iraq, Colombia, because of the drug violence, we were able to basically stop that with when the military trainees, the cadets, adopted the program, and we taught 10,000 cadets there, and all the violence stopped.
Well, I mean, this is refreshing. I mean, you know, because, you know, with the media or whatever, we think that, you know, there's violence, our country's in disarray. I'd like to go know your expert opinion from what you see out there. Are we making progress? Do we need more help? What do you see?
Here's the thing that's amazing, is that if you look at the actual numbers, you'll see that the violence is decreasing everywhere around the world, even in the United States. But what does the media latch on to when they want to get more ratings? They latch on to the most recent violent attack or something.
Gotcha.
So basically, we are creating this effect, and we can create a more powerful effect. I mean, with such a small amount of resources, you know, the national budget for military and all these things is $1 trillion a year or something like that. And we could, for a small amount of money, like 1/10 or 1/100 of 1% of that amount of money, we could create peace in this country and stop all this school violence and all these problems.
Wow. So someone's listening today. They're intrigued. They want to listen. They want to try this out.
Yeah.
What is your recommendation?
Yeah, just you can just go online at tm.org/Detroit. Okay. And you can find a listing there of the upcoming free introductory talks. And you can come to one of those talks and you can just listen. It's free. And then if you want to sign up for classes, you could just meet with the teacher afterward. You fill out a one-page application, takes about 2 or 3 minutes, and you can start classes immediately. So, you know, we have a long list of people right now. Seems like more and more people are coming to learn because of stress.
Yep, and I and for anybody that's listening, and I also mentioned this in my book, I've done the class. I've been grateful that James has been my teacher. James, for people that are outside the Detroit area, they're listening in a different state, are you guys everywhere, or how would
That's a beautiful thing about this program. We're located in 150 cities across the country, and it's you can find us at tm.org. It's very simple to find us, and then you type in your city or the local, you know, zip code, and the teachers will come up in your area.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to thank you again, you know, for coming on the show. You know, Transcendental Meditation has helped me on my journey.
We know the human nervous system is the greatest gift that God can give, you know, to have a human nervous system. And it's wasting the human nervous system if you don't have, if you don't learn Transcendental Meditation, because TM develops the full use of the mind and body. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very, very important thing to gain this experience of samadhi. It's been called for centuries, but it's the experience of the source of the mind, where you quiet the hyperactive level of the thinking level of the mind, you quiet it down to silent level, and you experience the source of the mind. It's just like on the surface of the ocean, there's lots of huge waves, but when you dive deep within the ocean, it's completely silent.
And that is where, you know, one of my quotes is, it's in the heart where God speaks.
Beautiful.
And it's
exactly
in that,
right.
You know, and it's in that place of stillness and silence,
yes,
that we come, you know, that we can come connected with source.
Yeah.
And then when you feel connected for source, you just feel that joy, that love.
Yes.
And then you could bring that out to
the
world.
You know, it doesn't matter what religion you believe in. What TM is not a belief system.
Right.
You can believe anything, practice any kind of religion, and still get more out of your religion when you practice TM, because it gives you this depth of experience. You know, Catholic priests do TM, rabbis do TM, all these kind of people do TM, and it doesn't matter their belief.
Right, and you don't have to be a master yogi or anything like that. Anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it.
So please check it out. And James, thank you again for being on the show.
It's my great pleasure. Thank you so much.
More about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com or Amazon. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. I'd love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week and give meditation a shot. Live brave.